With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump was the target of an assassination attempt Saturday at a Pennsylvania rally just days before he was to accept the Republican nomination for a third time. At a news conference, the special agent in charge at the FBI Pittsburgh field office, Kevin Rojek, says it appears law enforcement did not know the shooter was on the roof until he began firing.
It is surprising, but again, to get all the details of that will come out later in investigation.
He says authorities are asking the public to help with the investigation.
I'm sure there'll be cell phone video. There'll be all kinds of information that we'll use to fully flesh out exactly what happened.
The FBI has named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt. The gunman and at least one attendee were dead, while two spectators were critically injured. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden is condemning the violence at a Trump rally that injured the former president. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After being briefed on the incident by Secret Service and Homeland Security officials, the president spoke out against the violence.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick.
Mr. Biden said he's grateful to hear that Trump is safe and that he's praying for him and his family. He later spoke with his political challenger.
So far, it appears he's doing well.
He thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their response. The Pennsylvania event was Trump's last rally before next week's Republican National Convention here in Wisconsin. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
There have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. Presidents Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, and now former President Trump has survived attempts. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives, SRN's Michael Harrington.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyters for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach a, quote, fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. A judge has tossed out a key bankruptcy case.
Federal bankruptcy judge Sean Lane has dismissed Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case, saying Giuliani failed to meet the obligations of financial transparency required. Giuliani filed for bankruptcy last December after two Georgia election workers won a judgment of $148 million against him in a defamation lawsuit. This dismissal does not absolve Giuliani of his debts. His creditors can now pursue other legal remedies to get what they're owed, like having his assets seized. It also allows the former lawyer to appeal the defamation case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wholesale prices in this country rose by a larger than expected 2.6% last month from a year earlier, a sign that inflation remains elevated. You can find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.